When English expressions appear on merchandise or in instructions overseas, they're often riddled with errors. The mistakes can be funny or just plain confusing. Either way, they're treasured by commentator Anne Halliday.
I had a Japanese pen pal in sixth grade. We really hit it off, so much so that she once wrote, "You are sweetly treasured favorite for me like the Bay City Rollers. I want to have intercourse with you all the time." What? That was my first taste of the heartfelt but tortured syntax that has become my sweetly treasured favorite. Over the years, I've amassed a... Well, I was going to say impressive, but maybe in a 38-year-old woman, it's just pathological. Collection of children's stationery, the kind little Japanese girls use when they're not instant messaging each other on their Hello Kitty cell phones. Personally, I have no truck with Hello Kitty. Too white bread. She lost her charm for me when she hit the American mainstream. First she became fluent in English, and then she dispensed with text altogether. No more of those freaky mottos. These days, the freaky mottos all come from Korea. We can't get enough of it, me and every fourth-grade girl in Japan. To score the stuff I like, you usually have to travel outside your neighborhood to a disreputable hole in the wall where you feel kind of conspicuous and excited. It's like buying heroin without the legal, monetary, and medical implications. You want a taste? Okay. Tell me your memory, children, have obedient mind all the time and make us have a gentle feeling. Or how about this? I never crossed your threshold with a grief, but that I went without it. What does that mean? I feel the importance of human contacts by the skin. Do treasure warmness forever. Is that just another way of saying I want to have intercourse with you all the time? It seems to reflect an NC-17 sensibility, but it's accompanied by an illustration of a yellow chick and a teddy bear sharing a cupcake, so I'm confused. And, like any addict, jonesing for more. Happy time! Hello! One is no longer disposed to say it, and so each venture is a new beginning, a raid on the inarticulate, with shabby equipment always deteriorating. Oh my God! I wish I was in high school all over again so I could change my senior saying in the yearbook. Kiki and Coco, come on, baby. Just wanted to refresh your memory, you know. I am head over heels on you. Yeah, that one's from the liner tray of the same tin pencil box that brought us shabby equipment always deteriorating. For reasons known only to unsung Korean stationery design hacks, the purest uncut... You know what? Is always on the pencil cases. My feeling is a grown woman can never have too many pencil cases. Gives me something to keep my pencils in. And besides, I think it's important to look professional. I now dend you infinite blessing at every each other for youth and joy. Sweet every day. Yeah, my sentiments exactly.
Right around us.
Anne Halliday is author of a book about her world travels called No Touch Monkey. She lives in Brooklyn, New York.